The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Madonna at the Eurovision Song Contest. Two tracks, £1 million apparently to sing two songs. What do you make of this?
I think it's below her, to be honest. I think.
Because of going to Israel? Because a lot of people say you shouldn't be supporting Israel? Or is it because she's demeaning her talent by singing for two songs for £1 million?
Because I think she's demeaning her talent. She is far bigger than the Eurovision Song Contest. No, it's the stage. It's too small a stage for her.
It's a very strange decision for her, isn't it? At this stage of
she's
her career.
She's obviously bringing out a new album. So tie in with that.
Or she might need the cash.
No, she doesn't. She's a Madonna. She's Madonna, bitch.
It's a very strange decision from her. Like, when you think about her in the beginning and through all her different incarnations, that you would never think that she would have wound up doing the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, it must be that she's a breadhead. I think you're right, Matt.
Maybe she's a material girl.
Yes.
Been a businesswoman, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But other listeners are saying, boycott, it's Israel trying to buy their way into being accepted. There's another one. Yeah, there's lots of comments basically saying, and remember, there has been a significant number of people signing a petition that Ireland shouldn't go to the Eurovision. But then another one says, the 2018 Eurovision had an audience of 186 million. How was that too small a stage for her?
Because the Eurovision is a joke. And Madonna isn't. The Eurovision is a joke. Everybody knows it is. And people who say it isn't are deluded. Madonna is...
It is the viewership, though. It's the viewership and the money. I mean, the whole debate over whether or not people should play there or not, personally, I think it's just turned into something to signal your virtue. It's like, which side of this are you on and how virtuous are you? And if you're terrible if you think people should play Israel, and you're great if you don't. So, I mean, like, how much sincerity is in it? I'm not sure.
Madonna's biggest audience is gay people. Eurovision's biggest audience is gay people, says listener. No brainer. And maybe she's also a fan of Eurovision. Lots of people love it. Stop sneering at it.
Now, she can play it if she wants. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
What's she going to play it? And anyway, this is it. She's going to play an old song, is it?
And a new song. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, this is it. I see people playing the X Factor all the time and think, what the hell are they doing on the X Factor? So I suppose maybe it's just it's back to the material girl thing. It's money. It's exposure.
I don't know. She's a superstar. She's one of those rarefied, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, she's one of those rarefied artists who is not of this earth. And I think this sort of grounds her a bit.
Yeah.
That's just my thought.
Tickets go on sale this Friday from prices beginning at €99.50.
For the Eurovision?
No. You see, Stevie Wonder at the Three Arena.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I said...
Why would you bother?
I said the only times I'd ever go to Slane again would be if they brought Hendrix back from the dead or if Stevie Wonder played. What do you mean, why, Matt? I mean, this is one of the greatest catalogues in American song.
No interest in it.
Are you serious?
No interest in Stevie Wonder.
Well, you obviously haven't, like, given him a fair shot.
No, you couldn't have possibly.
I bet you,
it's
Matt.
It's impossible, Matt.
Matt heard, I just called to say I love you. And
I
then he
hate
heard,
that. That is one of the most risible songs of all time.
And then he heard Happy Birthday, decided he didn't like those three songs, so he wasn't going to go.
But that's a good start, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me this.
I have a few more as well, but go on.
Go on, like what?
That couldn't be arsed.
Well, I'll go through a few here, right? If music is your religion, Stevie Wonder is your god.
No,
Stevie Wonder.
But he's certainly one of the apostles.
He's a god for me, as Eddie Murphy used to say. Stevie Wonder is a musical genius.
He is.
He literally is. He's the youngest artist ever to top the charts with a very aptly titled album called "The 12-Year-Old Genius." Stevie does everything. He's joyous. He's inspiring. He's uplifting. He does. Brilliant funk. Let's just think about it, right?
Yeah.
Master Blaster, Hotter Than July, Superstition. Mm-hmm. He does great, lovely, slow ballads.
Lately
my favourite song of his, Knocks Me Off My Feet.
And my favourite song of his, Heaven Help Us All.
Heaven Help Us All is amazing. They don't go when I go.
Matt knows
I was
none
made
of these
to love her.
Songs.
Signed, Sealed and Delivered.
He just knows the songs from the
Signed,
film.
Sealed and Delivered is a good track. There's a few good tracks.
If you haven't got Songs in the Key of Life, I will get it for you because it's definitely one of the best albums of all time. It's an absolutely perfect album. Loads of singles on it that you'd know. Sir Duke, Pastime Paradise.
Let's play a little bit of Sir Duke, so.
That couldn't fail to put a smile on your face. Even you're smiling, man.
Smiling,
no, you're smiling.
I'm smiling at you.
He has 23 albums or something like that.
Thanks.
Because I remember, when I discovered him, first of all, I went mad into Stevie and started buying one album after the other.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, I have the whole collection now. And then I said, oh, no, I have another 11 to go or
something.
What's
that one he could have written about Trump? He's Mr. Know-It-All.
He's Mr. Know-It-All. Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
That's
written
that's
about Richard,
played. What
written about Nixon.
Like, who hasn't heard Superstition and got bored by it?
I think he's underplayed.
Me.
I'll give you that. That's good. But I'll tell you, how can you go from that to doing rubbish like I Just Called to Say I Love You?
Who says that? Why is that rubbish?
It is rubbish. It's dirge.
It's not dirge. It's actually a very upbeat
Listener
song.
Listener says Master
song,
Blaster.
Actually.
We should have played Master. Jamming, make up your mind. Is it an upbeat song or very sad?
Well, it doesn't have to be
make
mutually
up your
exclusive.
Mind.
It can
mixture.
Be up, it can be upbeat and sad at the same time. The lyrics are sad. And the music is jaunty. We've been through this
before.
I love
Part-Time Lover as well. But you know, the thing about Stevie is he's really cool as well. And he's politically brilliant. Like, I mean, Happy Birthday was obviously written for Martin Luther King. And he got, you know, he was the one who established the Martin Luther King Day. I think he's the coolest dude alive. Love
him. Listener says, saw Stevie in Abu Dhabi a few years back. Brilliant, man's a genius. That's when Gavin.
You're right, Gavin.
Inversions.
God, you're such a...
It's just Jesus from start to finish.
Inversions.
It's great to wind you up, John. Another listener says Stevie Wonder Boar Fest going on.
Yeah.
Quite a few people taking my side in relation to this one.
Well, then
as
they
well.
Need to
there
wash out their ears.
They just there's so many albums. It's hard to know where to start. But I'm telling you where to start now. It's Songs in the Key of Life.
No, you don't. It's too much. That's like a banquet. You need to start with something like
what?
Inversions.
Oh, I know. Hotter Than July. That's a nice little starter.
Inversions.
Inversions. Fulfilling this first finale.
Micheál and Cork says Madonna is neither a superstar nor relevant anymore. This is about money and nothing else. Another one says Madonna equals Kabbalah. And one says Eurovision is massive. TV goes out to hundreds of millions of viewers. Justin Timberlake plugged his new song there before,
so,
which gives us an opportunity to play a bit of Justin Timberlake because the song Can't Stop the Feeling is...
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, you what? Put your foot in it there, John Cadell.
How?
Because this is Dance, followed by the number 5, to 50300 to support for Dare to Care, for this to be the station's choice
I like this one.
On April the 30th for the country to dance to. Let's just play it.
Inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
We'll wait till April the 30th to play it in full. Okay, so obviously all the others have great songs. Ian has, Dermot and Dave has, Mirren has, Fergal has. But none are as good as that to dance to, which is why we're encouraging you all, €4 for the text to 50300 and 360 minimum goes to the Irish Cancer Society. Terms and conditions apply, but we hope you'll get behind the last word choice of song. You're going to have to get behind it now, John, aren't you?
I've already voted for all 5 songs. I had to.
Would you dance now, John, if that song came on?
Well, I do what passes for dancing. Yeah,
that's on you. You can do a bit of your dad dancing. That's fine.
Yeah, that's all right.
A lot of us do that.
Yeah, I wasn't born to dance, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I never dance until give me a drink or two, and then suddenly I'm up like total Michael Jackson moves and all the rest, all night long.
Well, there'll be no excuses on the 30th. Everybody should be dancing on the 30th of April.
Okay, well, let's move on. Another gig that's on this weekend, which I know lots of people are looking forward to, friends of mine, over 3 nights in Olympia, the Specials.
Yeah, now when they reformed back about 6 or 7 years ago, 6 of the original 7, excluding Jerry Dammers, were there. One of them has since died and 2 of them have left. So it's Terry Hall and I think Linville is there as well.
I always get mixed up with the changing persons in it, or personality in it, or whatever the word is. It's changed its name as well, wasn't it? It was the Specials and then Special AKA.
Well, Special AKA was an offshoot of the Specials.
And then Fun Boy 3 they became.
Well,
not really, no.
Yeah, they sort of, the Specials broke up after Ghost Town. And the Special AKA was Jerry Dammer's side, really. And then the Fun Boy 3 was Terry Hall, Linville and I forget his name.
But this, the 2019 album, Encore, is number 1, I think, at the moment.
It's an excellent album, too.
Excellent. So let's hear their cover of a Fun Boy 3 track, as it happens. The Lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Full of cynics who want to twist the people's wrists. They're watching every move we make. We're all included on their list. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. Clear the cowboy told us. Oh. And who am I to disagree? Oh. 'Cause when the madman flicks a switch, oh, the nuclear will go for me. The lunatics have taken.
Sold out for the 3 nights, I believe, at the Olympia.
It's lovely, sinister sound to that. Like, I love that. It's, first of all, how prophetic. It turns out he was right. But it sounds kind of like Ravel's Bolero or something. There's that lovely sort of stomp to it. You know, I just think it's the best of their songs. For me, I love it. I love Ghost Town and Too Much Too Young.
Yeah.
But that's just, there's something really special about
Too
that
Much
song.
Too Young is a special song. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your pick of the week, Larissa?
Oh, my pick of the week. Yes, one of my favourite bands of all time. Surely one of the best bands ever to put music on the record. The Waterboys. And they have a new album out at the moment and it is called Where the Action Is. There's a really interesting single from it that's like sounds like funk. It's more funky for Waterboys. It's called Wrong Side of Heartbreak, Right Side of Love.
There's a shadow moving through you. A shadow someone cast. I don't know what happened to you in the corners of your past. And just when it seems you're softening, out comes the grand rebuff. It puts you on the right side of heartbreak and the wrong side of love. It keeps you on the right side of heartbreak.
I'm nearly out of time, but that's very interesting because that's not what you'd expect from Waterboys.
No, totally different than anything that I've ever heard them do before. But he does it very well and I enjoyed it. Quite romantic, actually.
Your pick of the week is, I think, acknowledging Record Store Day this Friday.
Yeah, Record Store Day happening all across the country in independent record stores. Do go and visit the stores, not just this Saturday, but every Saturday. In fact, every day. And the full list of participating stores is at recordstoreday.ie. They're the lifeblood of the community. But anyway, it was very, very difficult to pick a release. There's over like 500 coming out for Record Store Day. But the one I'm going to go for is a release that's annoyed me in one sense because it's coming out on cassette for Record Store Day. It's a limited edition. It's Prince, the Versace Experience, which was originally given away as a CD to people who attended Versace's exhibition in 1994.
Okay, very brief. I love Prince, so let's hear a little bit of Gold. They're making me stop.
A little bit of gold is right.
Because we have something else that we have to get to.
Oh, is that so?
John Cadell and Larissa Nolan. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.